Hello, friends, and welcome to the Safety Sports Podcast, Safety Meeting Sports. You can follow us on Twitter at Safe Capital T Sports, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm East Coast Joe 23. We also have in the studio today Josh Kite, 1998. 88. Damn, I said 98 again.
Yep, that's like three in a row.
Okay, so Josh Kite, 1988. And then we have Twitterless Johnny. You can follow him on Facebook, Johnny McCutcheon.
He's and, the ginger.
He is the ginger.
Whoa, watch it.
The ginger blueberry. Anyway, if you have any suggestions, tweet me or Kite, or you can hit up Johnny on Facebook for any questions, comments, anything you'd like us to do differently, or any suggestions, really. But today we'll be covering the NFL, the MLB, possibly a little golf, and we should have a great show for you guys. So here we go. Take it off, Josh.
All right, out of the NBA, obviously.
Out of the NBA, anybody? Which I forgot to mention.
Yeah, that's why we're starting with that one.
Did you guys watch the Brazil game on
I
Friday
did not.
Night?
A little bit of it.
I wish I would have. Derrick Rose played good, I heard.
Yeah, he played all right. I was shocked myself.
Seen a nasty alley-oop from
to Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Oh, my
from
God.
From Derrick Rose?
I don't know who threw it.
Just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know either. But he was the main takeaway for me. He's
who?
Clearly Davis.
Davis,
he's going to be star.
Yes.
I hate
clearly the best
that.
Player on the team.
Yeah.
I hate to admit that because he's from Kentucky.
College is over, bro. He's not from Kentucky. He's from Chicago.
No, dude, he's from Kentucky.
Plays for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, which could play
no,
a lot in their favor.
The Hornets now.
No, Charlotte's the Hornets.
God, this guy's off his
Charlotte's the head. Hornets now, and the Pelicans are residing out of New Orleans.
Really? I thought for sure.
That's why they went back to the old color scheme.
They went from Bobcats, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking for some reason.
Michael Jordan finally got his ducks in a row and decided to stop fucking around with those Bobcats.
We love you, MJ.
No.
I turned that game on late, and Brazil was making a late surge.
Not really so much a surge as much as they just kind of held with them, and then Coach K was like, let's stop fucking around, and they decided to go. Like, the announcer guy was kind of making it seem like for a six-minute stretch they were going to play hard, and that's when they started pulling away.
Yeah.
But Brazil's team, I thought, looked a lot better than I had originally pegged them.
Well, they have Nene.
Thiago Splitter.
Splitter. And
Barbosa.
Barbosa. They have a few people.
Anderson Barajal.
Yep.
They have quite a few NBA players.
They have
players.
A good little team.
Yeah. Especially bigs.
Yeah, them and Spain have good teams.
Yep.
France
is all right.
Okay. They have Tony Parker.
Italy. Well, they have Tony Parker. I don't know if Mikel Petras. He'll probably still make the national
probably.
Team, I would think.
And then maybe.
There's another big guy I thought was French.
Black on
too.
That one.
Well, oh no, Lualdeng plays for England.
Does he?
Yeah.
Mahimi?
Maybe it is.
France, right?
Yeah,
that's Mahimi.
Okay.
He airballed two free throws the other night again. Consecutively.
That is clutch.
He's a backup center.
But I think the next game for the USA is what, Friday against Puerto Rico?
So it should be a blowout.
Yeah.
Honestly. I feel like any team that can consistently hit the three ball can run with the USA, though.
Yeah. Especially if you have any sort of legitimate bigs. I don't see why not.
Team USA's young. Real young this year.
Yes, they are.
And they don't really know who is going to be that go-to player, I feel like, to get a basket when they need it, which is could be a problem, but...
Harden?
Yeah. Harden,
your best option?
Between Harden, like Derrick Rose, and Anthony Davis, I think those are your three guys you're going to have to kind of lean on to win.
It's not a bad three.
No, not at all, but trust me, I mean, they'd much rather have Durant, LeBron, and, you know, the
Mello,
whole crew.
Dwight.
Well, let's be honest, I'm
calling pretty, you guys out.
I'm pretty over Melo.
I'm pretty over Dwight.
Well... He's still, I mean, what center are you going to take over Dwight Howard?
I don't know at this point, man. He just,
the production. Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
More athletic.
The production he's doing is just not worth this contract, I think. And personally, I think Dwight, once he left, once he left and went to Houston, man, I just don't, I didn't see him as the player as I thought he was going to be. When they paid him $88 million or whatever it was for 4 years. So, you know, he didn't live up to the hype, and it's kind of like, not to the same extreme, but it's kind of like Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, they get paid, and then they
went from the top center in the league and then just couldn't put up a number.
Yeah, now he's involved in trade talks with the Pistons for Greg Monroe.
I like it.
If y'all got Monroe, if the Pacers got Monroe, they'd be right back in it, I feel like. He'd get you 20 and 10 night, no problem.
Yeah. But without PG, man, that's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough.
Paul George, I'm so sorry, man.
That's just kind of how they're going to have to. That's how the Pacers, if they want to win this year, I feel like that's what they got to do. Yeah. They're going to have to rely on those bigs this year, and they're going to have to really slow the game down.
Yeah. Well, it's already a slow game, though, that they kind of play.
Yeah.
They really play up tempo.
They're going to have a big time filling the 40 points a night they're missing in between Stevenson and George.
Yeah. But think about how they finished last season. Without PG or Stevenson, it could be a train wreck this year.
I mean, you all could be down there with the Pistons.
I'm really crossing my fingers that we're not down there with the Pistons.
Well,
I'm crossing my fingers Derrick Rose is healthy and stays healthy and comes back to form at least.
I feel like you should just stop talking.
80%.
Because we talked about it extensively last summer and he got hurt again.
I know, but I'm just saying, I really want him to succeed, man. He's such a good player. He's young.
Retarded.
Okay, slightly. He has a high school education, you know.
That's what you...
Born up in Chicago. Yeah. But
it just seems a little
doesn't
slow.
Doesn't matter. He does. You're right. He does. But he got MVP. He won MVP right before he got hurt.
I give you that. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's healthy and he's going at 110. I mean, he's probably the best point guard in the league. But
yeah.
Wasn't it Derrick Rose that got help on his SATs to get into college?
Yeah.
Recruiter Cal.
And not to mention, he wasn't going to Harvard either. He's going to Memphis. So I should say something right
What's
there.
What's the standards to get into there?
Allegedly.
Probably like you have to maintain a 2.0, 2.5.
Yeah.
Because I know whenever I filled out, you know, now they have the, I'm pretty sure the GPA stuff goes for everybody though, but I know they hold athletes to a higher standard as far as GPA.
Probably have to have a, I don't know, 3 or 2.5.
I would say it's somewhere in between the two, if not three, but yeah, I would think it's up there.
I would think it's 2.5 just because, look at Derrick Rose. You know, like, I mean, unless he did get help, but. Which wouldn't surprise me either, which I hope he didn't, but it wouldn't surprise me. Those guys, I mean, all the football players, basketball players, when they get into college, they know they're one and done. You know, teachers are like, all right, we'll pass you, get you going in your career, pretty much, you know.
But no major takeaways from Brazil.
How do you guys feel about the NCAA thinking about paying players?
I hate it.
It doesn't bother me at all. They're making so much money. Why not give the kids a little bit? I mean, you don't have to pay them fucking millions of dollars, but if you're going to give a kid a little extra money, I don't see a problem with that.
I count them with you. What's your argument?
They're the face of their institution, so if you don't think they should be paid, then owners...
Then they shouldn't be making money off of them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If they're going to be cashing in and selling fucking jerseys with a number on it, granted they don't put the name on the back,
doesn't
you
matter.
Get a free ride scholarship knowing that they're making money off of you, but you're going to college for free.
It's just football I have the problem with. Well, kind of basketball, too. But
basketball
they're selling so many fucking tickets.
Paid.
They're selling so many. The big house is full fucking six times a year, and there's 110,000 people in there.
Congratulations.
the average ticket price is probably $70, and you can't cut those players in a little bit. They're there to see the players, not the coach.
Plus, they're risking their bodies and their, you know, their health to play.
Look at Eric LeGrand, that kid that played for Rutgers, and now he's being in a wheelchair the rest of his life. You don't think Rutgers owes him at all?
They definitely do.
That's your only argument. I agree with that.
But that can happen at any point,
college
especially
players
in
football.
Should be paid. Well, that's okay. I don't hold it against you.
Oh, I know. Just my
just a
personal opinion.
But I just think if they're going to sell the jerseys and do all that, the player should get at least some sort of a cut.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be millions of dollars. Doesn't even have to be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
10% cut of even, the profits.
Well, yeah. I was going to say give them more like 10 grand for every season, they say.
But didn't they say some players that
that's even not enough, really?
Look like they're going to make it to the pros will get like more? Like, didn't they say that?
Well, people we'll would. That. People would. Well, what's been happening without the NCAA paying them is those
boosters.
Boosters, yeah. They'll give them all this money, and then once they hit pro, they expect it back. You know, plus some more, because they help them out and shit.
It'll never be a fair argument, so...
It won't be, and they're not going to be able to just... How, I mean, you're going to take... If you're going to pay one player, you're going to have to pay them all, so...
The same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So let's say you have Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston should be making the same as the last swimmer on the team, you know?
Right.
It should be all even if it's gonna, if all of them are going to get paid.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. You
can't just have one person getting paid or fuck.
I'll
he's
take that, but
trophy
it
winner.
Won't happen.
No. They won't be able to find out a way to do that. Not to mention, then
that's
once,
a lot of extra money.
Yeah.
Tuition would go up.
Yeah.
Like, bad things would probably happen if that did happen. But
I agree.
I see the swimmer driving a Kia and Winston driving a Porsche.
Yeah.
That's where the boosters come in.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Winston's family is probably well off, too, so, you know, his graduation present could have been a fucking Porsche, you know, and you just never know. So.
This is accurate.
Do what?
So that is accurate.
Yeah.
On to the world of golf, Joe.
Tiger has pulled out of the Ryder Cup.
Which we are all in agreement that's the right move, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's not playing good. He's not completely healthy.
No sense. We should be able to put someone out there and be better.
Yeah, exactly. Have our country win.
Not necessarily
He has the name in the past, but right now he is not healthy enough to compete in the Ryder Cup, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And which is good. I'm glad he's not doing that. I'm glad he should take some time off. Rehab his shit, make sure his knee's right, and fucking...
Come back hard in 2015.
Yeah, dude. Really. He needs to just train, swing.
Maybe work on strengthening some of the parts that are involved in your swing.
Well, his knees need to be stronger. He needs to start, like, running and biking and doing knee exercises, like therapy type shit, to make his knee stronger.
How old will he be? Entering
2015?
34.
Sounds
like you wanted to say 34.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's close. Either way, yeah, he's getting up there, but at the same time, he could easily compete for any week he could just turn it on, you know? Something will click in his head, just how golf is, like, something just clicks in your head, and all of a sudden you're like, bam.
38 is
Tiger's
age.
So he's getting up there.
Yes, he is.
Well, he will be 39 when he returns to golf.
Think about this, though. When he turns 50 and elects to play, say he did just elect to play on the Champions Tour, he'll fucking fuck up everyone on the fucking Champions Tour.
Except the gentleman who we'll talk about next, which is... Sunderland?
Keith Sutherland?
Yeah.
It's a random fact. Tiger Woods and LeBron James share the same birthday.
Wow, I did not know that. That's a random fact. Last day of the fucking year, pretty much.
What?
That's a hell of a party from Nike.
Not Kiefer.
I know.
Is this the man who shot the 59 over the weekend?
It is. Pretty sure.
And Josh, you said he had a chance to break the record?
He did.
A few times?
Yes. Let me find this.
So he was on pace for a 59 on like the 14th hole.
I'll tell you, no, he was 9 under after 8 holes.
What?
Yeah, he made an eagle and birdied the rest.
That's just silly.
And then he was like 4 under on the back. So yeah, he left a lot of putts out there. Sutherland shoots 59 championship.
Yeah, Kevin Sutherland.
Ah, I was so close.
Yeah, we were wrong.
Keith Sutherland is a golfer though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I would think so.
Maybe they're related.
But yeah, it says here that he actually bogeyed the final hole.
Oh!
Yeah. So man. If he would have birdied it, he would have finished with
a PGA
record.
Holy yeah. Shit. So he had a chance to do something really special.
Dude, there's something about that number, dude. Like, you can't. It's so true. Hard to get past that number.
It's so true.
We will see a 58 within the next 5 years. Rory, my prediction. Probably.
If he can putt amazingly, like Ian Poulter or something.
Y'all remember the amateur like 4 years ago that shot like a 56? Yes.
No.
I couldn't even tell you who it was. I just remember it and I was like, well, that's a PGA record, but then I realized he was an amateur.
Yeah.
So it was still, amateur tour.
It's even better though, like, fuck, you're not even pro yet and you're shooting 56? Fuck you. Fucking never playing golf with you. 18 hole score.
Whoa, I saw a 55 in there.
But I am glad they decided not to pick Tiger for it. Because he is just a name right now. He's not one of the greatest golfers in the world. Although he had some good rounds this year earlier, but he's just not healthy all the way yet. So
it says there's been 4 55s in the history of golf.
That
would, they know have taken place.
Dude, I would jerk off on the 18th green if I shot a 55.
I would jerk off on the 18th green if I shot a 65.
Me too.
I'm leaving 75.
Shit, yeah. If I'm breaking 80, I'm excited.
What?
So if I break 80, I'd be excited. I'm trying to be as realistic as possible, but I'd have
breaking
to.
Breaking 80? Like
if I'd have 70s? To, I'd have to play every day for the whole summer.
Yeah. Two summers.
You realize to us,
I
a PGA
90, 95, but if we played it in three,
that's 20 strokes difference, bro. That's a lot.
I don't know. I could knock that off though if I just played
in one summer.
Don't they?
Not unless you quit your job and start going to the range every day.
It's I can still work. Just go to the range Monday through Friday and play Saturday.
You need to go to the range every day and then play 2 days or 3 days a week.
I'd have to get a higher paying job to afford that lifestyle.
Yeah, you would need to like move out and live with your parents. Come on.
Just to try to play golf.
There it is. The 455 was shot by a young Australian pro named Ryan Gibson. May 12th, 2012.
Wow. Yeah. So he wasn't an amateur, he was still pro, but not from America.
Yeah. Knew it was something.
What a sport.
55 on a par 71.
Whoa.
Damn. That is insane.
I hate par 71 golf courses.
They don't seem right.
There's one less par 5.
Just a week earlier, Gibson had set the course record of 60.
Wow. He fucking demolishes it by 5 strokes.
Why is this guy not playing in America?
Why is he not fucking...
It's a short course, though. 6,800 yards.
Oh, dude, that's real short. That's like, what, if me and you play from the whites somewhere, that's about how far it would be. Maybe 65.
I'll take the 55,
so,
though.
So you're right. That is kind of short. It's kind of medium. Because, like, the pros will play 72 to 7,500 yards. Which is a big difference.
Transitioning into World Baseball.
MLB.
In the American League, we have the Baltimore Orioles with a 7-game lead in the AL East. The Kansas City
has just surpassed Detroit.
You're
and
hurt.
Now I own a game and a half lead. And they've won 8 of the last 10. And fuck yeah, I'm hurt.
For those of you who don't know, Josh is a Detroit Lions fan. Or a Detroit Tigers fan.
Yeah, and honestly, this has came out of nowhere. I mean, I bought the MLB TV this year. I expected us to do great things. And then we get Price, and it's like we were at the very top pinnacle of where we could be. Verlander goes down. We start sliding and sliding.
And now you're last?
No. We are in second.
Oh, okay.
And we are on our way to possibly even missing the postseason if things continue in the AL West, which is turning into quite a race with the Angels and Oakland tied for first.
Yeah, that's rough times.
Best record in the league. Both, well, the Angels now, but they are pretty crazy.
The Angels are good.
Yeah, man. It's kind of crazy if you think about it, because Josh Hamilton's played like shit all year, and he was part of the big three that they were trying to advertise.
Wasn't he hurt on opening night?
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't come back until, like, 40 games in or something, maybe.
Damn.
He missed, like, the whole first month. But now he's been playing every day since way before the All-Star break and just can't get it together. And fuck, they paid him a shitload.
He's out of tune, though, from being out, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't have cocaine to rely on anymore.
It's
kind of
like golf. Like, I feel like baseball is kind of the same way. You're swinging, so it's muscle memory.
Right.
You don't do it for 2 weeks or a month or a month and a half or however long. 40 games, you know?
Yeah.
You don't do it real speed, well, real time.
He
know?
Was off with like a major. It was like a knee or an elbow he was out with.
Yeah, so he couldn't do anything, yeah, you know? Right. So you take a slump off from golf like that, I know it is hard to just hit a fucking golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you really have to be playing a long time to go out there and your first swing is just perfect, you know. It takes a long time for you to be able to do it. Like Tiger and all the pros, like, can take a month off from swinging a golf club and go back out there and hit one.
Right.
No problem. Might not be perfect, but they'll at least make good contact and whatever. Anyway, with the baseball, though, I just feel like it's even harder because the ball's moving at between 90 and 100 miles an hour, and it's not always moving straight at you. It's
no,
fucking going
it's
everywhere.
Very rarely do you have to, like, straight.
Yeah. So, it's fucking, I think hitting a baseball is one of the hardest things. I think it's more hard than hitting a golf ball.
Just
some people disagree with that, some people agree, and I see both sides, but for me, I'm going baseball because there's so many factors.
The way they're throwing the ball, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. The NL, Washington Nationals, leading their division. 6 games up on the Braves.
That hurts my feelings.
1-8 of their last 10.
Which the Braves aren't doing good, right, Jeremy?
No, sir.
No, slumping considerably.
Let's take a look.
About a week ago, they had lost 10 of 13.
That's rough times.
Yeah, they're, they're 6-4 in their last 10.
Before that 6-4.
Rough times.
It wasn't good.
We have the Brewers leading 3 games up on their division and closing out baseball. The Dodgers 3.5 games up NL West. Anybody have any final thoughts?
That $2 billion team.
Jesus Christ. They better be winning their division.
Los Angeles has had two $2 billion transactions for sports teams in the last, like, 2 years.
Yeah, 2.
It's crazy.
And everybody's making money in L.A. Both their baseball teams have star players that are ridiculous amounts of money.
Everybody's going to. Dude, the Clippers are going to be good from now on, I think they're going to
forever?
Well, not forever, obviously, but from now on, they're always going to have a competitive team, especially with what they got right now, which I admit's kind of old, other than Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. But, you know, Chris Paul is getting up there a little bit, and Who else they got?
Griffin.
Are you saying Griffin?
DeAndre Jordan.
I said.
After that, honestly.
They lost. Anyway, I feel like they're going to be good for a while. And I think people are going to want to come there to L.A. Kobe's going to be out of the picture very soon. So no one's really going to want to go to L.A. for a while. They're going to go through a slump while Kobe's gone. And while his last few years, too, I think. But that's just me. Off-topic NBA. Football, basketball,
whatever. Do you know?
What are we talking about?
We're going to football.
We were talking about MLB. But.
We're going to football. Out of the corrections department, we didn't list Robert Quinn as the greatest football alumni from North Carolina, so add him in there too.
Who?
Robert Quinn.
The Rams.
Rams, defensive end. Cracked the top 40 on NFL, or in the top 100 players.
Ever?
No, in the league from last year.
Oh, from last year.
You know how they rank them at the NFL Network does?
Oh, okay. Now I miss one.
And he made it in top 40, I don't remember. Nice. Maybe even higher than top, he might have been top 30, I have no idea. He's a beast. But, before we power rank our the divisions, let's just go ahead and knock out the AFC and NFC East. Which guys? Which one y'all want to do first?
AFC.
Just take us away then, bro.
Patriots by landslide.
All right, moving on.
Second the Bills.
Second with the Bills. So bold prediction.
There's your bold prediction, ladies and gentlemen. Because I have the Bills fan.
No, it's going to get crazier.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. No, that's with the NFC East.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he's all about the NFC.
Well, what's your four, though? Rank them all four.
Pats, Bills, Jets, Dolphins.
Can we get some records?
Really?
The Dolphins finish at 5-12 this year. The Pats win the division at 11-5.
That's what I would have wanted to see.
I don't look at their schedule.
I'm going Pats. And then, surprisingly, maybe, I think I'm going to go with the Dolphins, number two. And then the Jets, and then the Bills. That's my opinion.
Well, I will go ahead and say I have the Pats as well. And then I have the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills. So.
Ours are pretty similar. Our two and three are a little different.
I got below the Pats, it's wide open.
I got the Pats going 13-3.
Whew, it's a tough division for record, really.
Schedule.
I didn't mean to, not division.
Tough schedule.
I mean, I see there's Chiefs on games. Monday Night Football. Bears.
Mad Chiefs.
Bears.
You don't think the Bengals will be problem on Sunday night?
The Broncos? No. The Bengals are going to be awful this year.
I don't know, man.
I think they're going to be pretty bad.
They still have a good defensive line.
That's true.
And they still have A.J. Green.
Yeah.
Well, but Ginger, a quarterback. I don't think Gio Bernard's that good.
Had the third most. Or third highest average in fantasy football last year amongst quarterbacks.
I'm
thinking the Jets will be a little bit better this year.
I think too.
I think they're going to finish above 500. Not much, but they were 8-8 last year. I feel like if Geno gets hurt or something, at least they know they have Vic back there who can at least manage a game. So.
Somewhat.
Yeah. He will play somewhat of a role, I feel like, in the Jets this year.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Wildcat or fucking filling in as a starting quarterback.
What do you think about Chris Johnson being there?
Can't hear you.
It's on.
Oh, I hear you now.
What do you think about Chris Johnson being there?
They have a fucking three-headed monster. Yeah. I will say that. They have all three of those guys to run the ball.
No idea who the starter will be.
I don't think it really matters. I think all of them are going to get about between
13 and 17 carries a game. Maybe not so much Chris Ivory, but Powell and Johnson are definitely going to be splitting time.
I would think Johnson has the edge. First carry has to be Chris Johnson.
So why are you so high on the Bills?
Yeah, what do you like about the Bills?
Better defense this year. I don't know. It's a bad division.
It is a bad division, folks. Let's be honest.
I think they can outrun the Jets and Dolphins. Although the Dolphins do have a quite possibly the second best quarterback in the division. Unless I can throw Mallett in the competition.
No. I heard Ryan Mallett looked terrible this preseason.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I heard they might have a problem trying to trade him now.
Ouch.
For any picks.
Damn. Everybody wanted Ryan Mallett before this year.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Wish they could have got there a little earlier. What did I...
What?
What was your order, Joe?
My order?
Yeah.
Mets. Jets. Wait.
I think you had the Dolphins second.
Yeah, Pats, Dolphins. Jets.
So why? What entertains you about the Dolphins?
The Dolphins, man, they got No'Shawn for one.
Oh,
they got,
I forgot about that.
They got Lamar Miller backing him up, who I like. I think he has a lot of hope, so...
Speedster.
Yeah.
With size.
So basically, that's all I like about him. But I do like him for some reason. I don't know.
Cameron Wake's a beast.
They'll be better than... I think they'll be better than the Bills. They'll have a better record than the Bills.
Are you attacking me right now?
No.
My Bills pick?
No, I think it's a good pick. I understand why, but I'm just saying I like the Dolphins to do something.
I don't know, I feel like the Patriots are going to be first or second in the AFC. It just depends on where the Broncos...
I'll say second or third.
Which will be first, but I don't know about how much. It sucks for the Broncos more because you have to play in a tougher division.
But the Broncos can go undefeated.
Yeah, let's be honest. Especially if that defense is...
But they do have to play the NFC West this year.
Yeah, which kind of sucks.
But,
almost like and yeah, so realistically, you have to play the toughest division, both sides, AFC and NFC, the toughest division. Because I would say AFC West is probably the most.
Yep. You gotta play both guys twice a year, except for the Raiders. They don't count.
Yeah, they don't. Well, they could be sort of decent. They have a really good secondary if Charles Woodson can.
Keep like it together.
Yeah, well, he plays safety now.
Is it?
Yeah, so. But I think they could have a good secondary, but their front seven's dog shit. So.
We're moving away. Let's go NFC East.
Go ahead. Take us away because you're in love with this division. I don't know why.
So you're going with Cowboys?
No, not in love with the division.
You're in love
with it. I think it's a terrible division.
It is.
But very competitive.
You love the you love to hate it, I feel like.
One of my least favorite teams, the Cowboys, will win this division this year.
No, they won't.
First time in 8 years we haven't heard, Oh the Cowboys, this is their year.
Can we get a theory on
that? Everybody's saying they're just terrible. So why not this year?
Because they lost everyone. Their fucking depth chart is lower than their fucking injury chart.
Agree. So they have no pressure this year. First time in how long?
Yeah, but how are you going to do anything without any of your good starting defensive players, man? Their injury chart's fucking the biggest one of the NFL, probably.
I can't argue that, but hear me out on this. The worst defense in the history of the NFL last year, correct?
Probably
by yards per game?
Probably going to be a repeat. Maybe worse.
Yeah, that's something.
They missed the playoffs on week 16 or 17 last year. They had a play-in game and they lost. Without their starter, still a close game. Without Romo. Yeah.
Why don't you hand DeMarco Murray the ball? That's my question.
I agree.
If you're just going to keep calling Romo's hands.
For such a bad season, they were that close to the playoffs last year.
Well, let's just talk about that for 1 second. Jason Garrett needs to get the fuck out. dude. They need a new coach. He is sucking Jerry Jones' dick, bro.
Three seasons, 24 and 24.
I just think Jerry Jones ruined the whole show, and Jason Garrett played there before, and he's not a problem. Yeah, he's not. He doesn't have any worries.
I just don't understand it, man. Jerry Jones either needs to go, but Jason
he owns the team, bro.
He needs to hire a president.
Yeah, you're right. He does.
Instead of taking the position.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't run the team and own the team. You either need to figure out which one you want to be. You need to be part
of
the 1%.
He's so fucking old.
Or...
why wouldn't you just want to sit back at home and watch and own and not have to worry
it's
about
Texas,
nothing?
Bro. Football's like basketball here.
I understand, but goddamn, can you
care? Definitely not. It's the hanging candle.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this in there. I got a fucking sweet hammock chair this week.
Off
the topic.
Yeah, not sports or in.
But
I like it.
I'm gonna throw it in there. It's orange. It's awesome.
Honestly, I think it's possible that the Cowboys might not win a game after the bye week.
Woo!
Giants, Eagles, Bears, Eagles, Colts, Redskins.
But all those division games except, well, you have the Eagles twice, but the Redskins and the Giants game are both away, so I could see where they could possibly not win a game. After
I agree, but the Redskins, Eagles, and Giants are probably going to lose to the Bears and Colts as well.
Well, that's fine.
I don't think Philadelphia will lose to the Bears. That's just
Yeah, I don't see a problem. I don't have them winning the division.
Don't the Bears have Jared Allen now?
Yes.
That's a problem.
I mean, I'm more worried about the wideouts, and now they sound so Antonio Holmes, so...
Yep.
That could potentially be a problem. And Cutler can sling the ball like it's crack in the hood.
The Cowboys' schedule is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not a favorable one. I got them winning about 7.
Yeah, Nate.
And
at Cowboys fan, and he said that they're gonna go 6-10.
Yeah, that's, I could see that.
We're looking at this schedule, but even if you pull up the Giants, Eagles, and Redskins, I bet you we're still gonna say 7-9.
No, I think the Eagles can win 10 games.
Yeah, let's go look at that schedule.
I agree too.
Especially with this piss poor division they play in, get real.
Well, you're all going to give them the edge on division games. I won't. I think this division is wide open.
So there's bias either way.
What do you all say? Who's you winning the division for you all? The Eagles? Both of you?
Yeah.
Man.
Unless the Redskins under new management decide that they want to play football.
Eagles, Redskins, Dallas, and who else?
Giants.
The Giants.
Because we're all in agreement the Giants are going to be awful, right?
They look bad so far in the preseason.
Yeah, they do look terrible.
I haven't seen any of them play, but I hope they're better than last year.
Honestly, I'm so glad the Lions are opening up with them on Monday Night Football. I'm so glad.
Yeah, and us Packers get to fucking play the fucking Seahawks. At the Seahawks. It's going to be a rough game.
Wow, my Colts so start off with 2 primetime games.
Yeah, their first 6 games, the Eagles, Jaguars, Colts, Redskins, Niners, Rams, Giants. That's favorable.
But
I'd say it's like 3-3.
The Rams are no cupcake.
I think the only one I could see them going 4-2 in that stretch, losing to both the West teams, AFC West, or NFC West. Well, the Colts, too. I overlooked
at
the Colts.
Colts.
Yeah.
I see him getting beat by the Colts.
So 3-3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, 3-3.
And then, ooh.
Cardinals, Texans, and
sucks to play the first place teams this year.
Texans are just underrated as fuck. Like, I think this year.
Not as Fitzpatrick.
I think their defense is good, but offense, they don't have much outside of Foster.
Yeah,
and Andre
Johnson,
but got to get him the ball.
They lost Owen Daniels to free agency.
Where'd he go?
I believe he's with the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, like and Ed Dixon left the Ravens and went to the Bucks, I think.
But if we take division games out of their schedules, both these teams are going to have it tough. Look, the Eagles get the Packers
and
instead
the
of the Bears.
Seahawks. Well, they have that whole division.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No.
They have the whole NFC West.
NFC West, not the NFC North.
Oh, no.
That's just pick and pop. The Bears play the Cowboys. The Packers play...
Well, yeah, that's where we talk... It's the finish of the division.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. I still think they probably win division, and if it's anything, it'll be 10 wins on the nose.
I think the Giants are going to be...
Yeah.
I think the Redskins are going to end up... I don't like the Redskins this year.
I think the whole division's wide open, like I said.
Oh, I don't think anyone's in not agreeing with you.
No. I was just stating that.
Oh, I know.
Like, I think the winner of this division could be 9-7.
Yeah, easily. Right. Fuck 8-8 might.
Yeah.
And they're going to be bad.
Not be shocked. You remember just a short few years ago, the NFC West was dog shit. The Rams won the division with a 7-9 record. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And now they're possibly the best division in football.
Absolutely. Well, the NFC West, absolutely. Those top three teams right there.
It's not so. The AFC West had three playoff teams last year.
Oh,
a lot of people forget that. That's going to be a fun division to do in 2 weeks.
Is that the last one we're doing?
The West,
yeah.
We'll do the South next week.
That'll be a good one, too.
Drew Brees and
Jimmy
Graham.
This NFC East.
The rankings.
Wide open.
What do you got, though? What's your pick?
Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, Redskins.
Mine's similar. I'm going to go... Eagles, Cowboys. No, I'm going to go Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Redskins. I'm going to go with Giants having a good year.
I'm going to go Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, Giants. Eagles win 10, Cowboys win 8, Redskins win 7, maybe 6. Giants win 3.
3?
Yeah.
I think they're going to be that bad. Huh?
Yeah, I do. 3-13.
Their first team offense looks pathetic.
And
so
with
far.
The first pick in the 2015 draft, the New York Giants select. I'm just kidding. That was it, guys. That was the whole bit right there.
I missed that.
Next year's draft, first pick.
Oh, yes,
they suck.
The Giants. I don't know, man. The Jags will be competing for that.
And the last thing I wanted to do on here was let's power rank the division since we've been talking about this. I want to power rank all of them as 1-8. 1 being the most competitive division and 8 being
talking about
least
competitive. Okay,
yeah.
So.
Competitive and talent should be the two criterias.
That's tough. That's a lot of teams to think about.
But as a whole, it's not as hard as you would think.
Let's just do like the NFC, and then next week we'll do the AFC.
That's fine.
Something like that. We'll do 4.
That's easy.
What are we doing, the NFC right now?
Yeah.
That's easy.
The NFC West, hands down, by far, most talent, best division.
Yep. And then
in football, probably.
I still think I would rather have the players in the NFC South over the NFC North.
Really?
Well, I guess
it depends
not.
if you want offensive power or defensive power.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, you can make an all-defensive team for the NFL out of the NFC West.
Oh, well, that's already a foregone conclusion. We're talking about second place right now. Who would be second place? It's between the North and the South.
I would go North.
You think? Well, I guess if you go by players and names, NFC North's got it, because it's the Bucks and Panthers on the roll. So, yeah, North, South, East.
Panthers will fall off this year.
Yeah, I heard their offensive line is fucking dog shit. Like, bad, bad.
Who?
The Panthers' offensive line.
Their defense is good, though.
Well, yeah.
A lot of rushing yards for Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's going to be put to the test.
I got him in a fantasy mock draft earlier today.
I usually stay away from him.
Well, I was going to pick Luck instead, but Cam was rated above him, so auto-picked me on accident because I lost connection, so I was like, oh well. But I had Randall Cobb and Jimmy Graham and Antonio Brown. I had a good team, solid.
Well, hope that works out for you.
Well, it's a mock draft, so.
What are we doing? NFC division.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We're wrapping this bitch up.
NFC East is the worst.
How long have we been going?
45 minutes.
That's pretty solid.
Yep.
Anything else you want to add, big guy?
No. Not that I can think of.
Okay. Oh, I want to bring up something. Tony Stewart retired.
Really? For real?
Yeah. For killing that guy.
What?
He retired. Tony Stewart retired.
I think that's false.
I don't think it is, man.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That doesn't sound right. Oh, it is saying he may. Oh.
NASCAR to announce Tony Stewart retirement. Yeah, because basically they're going to ban him. But...
Yeah, I guess it says here Tony Stewart will announce his retirement.
After accident that kills competitive driver.
What?
Competing.
So, basically they did to him what they did to the Clippers owner. Even though
is this legit?
Scenario. Yeah, dude, I told you.
Empire News?
Nate told me.
Just check some NASCAR.com or something.
I mean, pretty sure he's going to retire. They're just basically kicking him out like they did that racist motherfucker from the Clippers.
Donald Sterling.
He didn't kill anybody. He got banned.
I don't see nothing about it. But I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should ban him. Personally, fucking killed someone. Like, you can't just let that slide. And how's he not going to go to court for it or anything? Like, that would be looked into if that was any other kind of accident. You know what I mean? Just because it was a race. And then that motherfucker gets out of his car, which I know is dumb, but goddamn, you can't hit somebody like that.
But if he doesn't get out of his car, then we're not talking about this at all. And he's still alive.
Well, he did, and he's dead, so...
Nothing on NASCAR.com says he's
dead. Yeah, I don't see it.
I just think he's going to take the rest of the season off.
I don't know. They don't know what's going to happen to him yet, but I'm pretty sure retirement's part of it, so...
You need to get off this retirement. There is no evidence of accident except for Empire News.
Alright, man. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Top headlines for NASCAR. And there is nothing.
Gordon is number one.
Yeah. Jeff Gordon, NASCAR.
Rainbow Whee! Warriors are back.
Go fast and turn left.
All right, take us home, Joe.
All right, follow us on Twitter at the Safe Capital T
Sports.
And me and Kite at Josh Kite 1988 and East Coast Show 23. You can email us at the Safe Capital T Meeting 3 Pod at gmail.com. Actually, that's wrong, isn't it?
The Safety Meeting 3?
The Safety Meeting 3 at gmail.com.
That's the sports one, though, is just Safety Meeting Sports at gmail.com.
Okay. Safety Meeting Sports. Either one, we'll get it. Emails, comments, Twitter us, anything. Any last words for you, Johnny?
Nope.
Go Colts.
Not at all.
Follow him on Facebook or whatever the fuck that shit
Johnny
is.
Follow Johnny on Facebook. Johnny McCutcheon, look him up. He'll have Indiana stuff all over his page. So, anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.